How many of you love serving? I just love to serve. Yeah, there's a fair few hands there. There's no retirement as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus. Some people do think that they just come to church and that's giving God their service. They're doing God a favour, showing up to church each week, as if that's enough. I beg to differ. I don't think that there is, as I said, any time in our Christian walk where we stop serving the Lord. I don't think we get to an age where we just say, look, I've done my dues and I served when I was younger and now it's everyone else's turn. That doesn't work that way either. In fact, I think it's the exact opposite. I know many people, when they retire, they want to do something meaningful with the rest of their lives. I know people who have bought nurseries over in Africa and taken seedlings over and helped people to plant and nurture their own soil in poverty-stricken communities. I know people want to make a difference even when they stop their financial employment. And so I want to see every single one of us serving in some way. And I know many of us are already, and I want to say thank you to you today. I just would love everyone to turn to the person next to them and say, I appreciate you. Could you do that? I appreciate you, John. Because I think that's really important, to recognise how others serve behind the scenes, up front, serving with their voices, serving with AV. Sanya chose this slide for us. Sanya serves in all sorts of ways behind the scenes. So I'm just, shouting out to you today, Sanya. I really do appreciate all that you do. So this slide says you're either all in or not in at all. Live your life all in for God. So yeah, I'm glad you're in church. I'm glad you're in church, but are you all in? Are you serving God in every way that you can, in the ways that you're created? You know, Ephesians 2:10 says, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the good works he's planned for us to do. So he didn't just save us to get a ticket to heaven. He didn't just save us to zap us up for eternal life. He actually saved us and created us for service. It says again in 2 Timothy 1:9, it is God who saved us and chose us for his holy work. He has work for you to do. And in Galatians 1:15, God in his grace chose me even before I was born and called me to serve him. It's a privilege to serve. It's an honour to serve. It's a joy to serve. It's the most meaningful thing that we'll ever do, because everything that we do in service to the Lord for his glory, according to his purpose, will have eternal value. We like to serve not in ways that are pointless and meaningless and a waste of time. We want to serve in ways that are fruitful, in the ways God's called us to, the way he's designed us to, the way he's created us to. And so it's great to be able to pray, and as Andrew said, discern what gifts God's given you, discern what ways he's made you, created you to serve him in what capacity. They're not here this morning, but I also wanted to shout out to the Bailey family. They've just been given a God-given desire to serve the youth in our community and start up a autism-friendly youth group around Minecraft on a Friday night, hopefully starting up in term four. And they're going to serve as a family, which is so beautiful, because it's just going to enrich their family relationship, serving together. They're going to be serving the Lord. They're going to be helping others. And I know I want to be part of that. I want to get alongside them. It's exciting to see what God's going to do through that. And so if that actually is a passion that you have, if that excites your heart, maybe you want to get involved too. Just volunteer for one Friday night a month just to come along and be an extra adult in the room, just a loving presence, sharing Jesus in that way, being of service. You know, every bit of service that we do, we're not actually doing God a favour, even though we think that we are. It can be a sacrifice, but it's nothing compared to the sacrifice that Jesus suffered for us. He served even to the point of death on the cross. as we just heard in that Mark reading, it's a funny context. It's when James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come up to Jesus and have a really selfish request. They're saying, Jesus, you know, we want you to serve us. A bit like our prayers every morning. I don't know if you wake up and you say, God, can you help me do this today? God, will you help me do this? I want, you serve me. What if we prayed, God, how can I serve you today? What can I do for you today? But back to this scripture, James and John come to Jesus and say, I want to sit at your right and your left. We want those places of honour because we're serving you and we want to have a higher position as your servants above the others. And the other disciples hear of this and they're indignant and angry and frustrated with them and come to Jesus and go, well, that's not very fair. You know, we should have the good seats too. And Jesus says to them, you've got it all wrong. This is not what my kingdom's about, you know, serving to get the places of honour. Not so with you, he says. Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. Upside down kingdom. To lead is to serve. You want to be a great leader? Serve everyone. That's what Jesus did. He said, for the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And to give his life as a ransom for many. Not just many, everyone, but for as many who will receive. He gave his life for everybody. And that's how we are to serve as well. We're meant to give it all. We're meant to be all in. Hold nothing back, but sacrifice with all that we have. Serve with all that we have. And I think that's the very least we can do in response to all that Christ has done for us. Emptying himself on the cross, at least we can give a little bit more back than just showing up to church once a week, do you think? Yeah, I love that nodding. Well done. It's good. And I think there's many different ways we can serve. So if you can't physically help do the sign, I noticed someone actually washed the graffiti off the sign out the front. Who did that? Mr. Nobody. That's awesome.
He goes around and does graffiti on places, and there's one I'm going to talk to him behind the post office. He has just done a lot of time. There's graffiti all over that. He told me when I last went to my group, he's the one that does graffiti through Hamilton County.
Thanks, Tracy. See, everyone can serve in some way, shape or form. But if you can't do the physical things, you can pray. We know that giving money is serving in some way. It helps. But, you know, pray and give an encouraging word. Make a phone call to those people who are missing or lonely or just need a friend. There is many ways to serve one another. And that's part of our mission action plan. A, to serve one another. One anothering. Serve one another. And to serve the Lord and this community and this church in some way. And the wider community too. So look for ways to serve and seek and pray what God might be leading you into. Pray, God, how can I serve you today? And we all need to do that because we all need each other. Could you turn to the person next to you and say, I need you? Because we are the body of Christ. And we know that every part of our body is important. Like there's no part of my body that I don't want. I want my hands, I want my feet, I want my ears, I want my nose, as big and funny as it is. I want every part of my body because it all has a function and it works together and we need each other in that way. We all have a part to play in actually this body of Christ that needs to work together to be Christ's hands and feet, to be him, his presence in the world, because that's what we are. We are his presence. We're his hands and feet, and we all need each other, and we all have a part to play. So, friends, I'm just going to leave you with that. Don't pray every day asking God, you know, to serve you. God, do this for me, do that for me. Every day ask God, how can I serve you today? And specifically, what are you calling me into? And I just want to encourage you again, those who have put names on lists out there, thank you. those who are already serving much, thank you. I think we could learn to delegate a bit more. So that's, you know, something that we could all do. But if you have a vision of a way to serve that God's giving you, come talk to me about it. Because I don't think it needs to be up to the leadership to think of everything and to do everything. It's everybody participating in the body of Christ, and we all have a part to play. So step up, show up, be all in. God is good. Let me pray. Jesus, thank you that we get to know you. Help us to serve you. Lead us into all that you're calling us into for this season. Guide us into all that you have for us to do. We want to hear you say someday, "Well done, good and faithful servant." In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.